Today on the TV Time Machine, we welcome Jim and Amber Marchese of Marriage Boot Camp Reality Stars. Jim and Amber are two of the top reality stars on television, having achieved their greatest fame on the hit TV series Real Housewives of New Jersey. Over the next segment, Mr. and Mrs. Marchese will talk about their basic relationship training on Marriage Boot Camp Reality Stars, which airs Fridays at 9 p.m. on WeTV. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to experience our emotional obstacle course, feel free to hit the floor and give us 20 prenups. As we retreat from the past so we can win the War of the Roses in the present. Jim and Amber, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, thanks for having us.
Now, Jim, tell us what went into you and Amber's decision to sign up for Marriage Boot Camp.
For me, it was really simple. 2 weeks alone, no cell phones, laptops, kids, distractions, and in Beverly Hills with my wife. I would have gone to gladiator school. I was good with that. So the whole idea of just spending time focusing on us was refreshing and it was exciting to me. It was definitely something we needed.
And for me, it was an ability to get to know my husband a little bit more. We got married very quickly. So this was an opportunity to really revamp our marriage and to see if, there's something that we need to work on, someone from the outside looking in, and see, how we can make our marriage better for the next, 15, 20 years plus.
Well, since you were in a situation where you could really focus and concentrate on one another, what did you guys learn most about each other that perhaps you didn't realize before?
I realized most about Amber that there are things that occurred when she was very young that she still carried with her, and that it interfered with her abilities and our abilities to connect on occasion and how to address that. So that was definitely neat.
Now, of course, on Marriage Boot Camp, you go through some emotional exercises. When you were doing that, what was the most challenging and emotional exercise that you guys experienced in Marriage Boot Camp?
For me, it was the exercise, and you'll see this on camera, like it was captured on camera, which I am scared and happy all at the same time. It's my realization that I have been suppressing something for a very, very long time that has affected me in something that was supposed to create joy for me, but has just been, it was zapping every anything that's enjoyable out of it. So you I get to see that. I was able to experience that right then and there in the exercise. It was a puppet exercise, the puppet one. Yeah, it was when I realized that something was wrong. Yeah, it was that aha moment. It was crazy, crazy, crazy. Ugh.
Well, how about you, Jim? What was the thing that was the most emotionally challenging and revealing for you in terms of the exercises?
The most emotionally challenging is Dr. Ish asked me about the day my brother died. Right. And I was very young, so it was really hard. And it's difficult to actually verbalize it. It was amazing how, even though it happened 40 years ago, it still is something that is very difficult to talk about and very difficult to just come to terms with. So that was
hard to watch you go through too, in my opinion, because you've spoken about it, but you've never gotten emotional about it, and it was the first time I've actually seen you get actually tap into that emotion, and it was hard to see, but yet I knew that you had to go through those emotions, you had to go through that.
Of course, you guys were working with Dr. V and Dr. Ish. So how were they able to help you navigate the issues that you guys wanted to work on?
Well, I mean, Dr. V worked better with Amber than with myself, and you'll get a good grasp of how well I got along with Dr. V on the show,
right.
Which is not really good. But Dr. Ish worked pretty well with me because I like to be clinical. I like very much into the scientific aspect. So he was able to support his positions with findings, with studies, and that's appealing to me because it makes sense and I can put two and two together.
Right.
Where Dr. V is more of, she can really speak to the heart of a woman. She's more of a sex therapist where she understands sex and intimacy and more of the emotional aspect of a relationship. It was a nice mixture. It was a very nice mixture between the two of them. One's very right-brained, the other one's very left-brained. And, you know, it just really worked. Male, female, a lot of yin and yang of this.
So tell us about the other couples in the house. How did all of you guys get along?
I love them. I thought it was so refreshing coming out of New Jersey Housewives, where everyone was just pretty much jerks to one another. Where here, everyone was really cool. Everyone was in the same boat, so no one had egos. No one had, you know, no one had to be catered to. Everyone was just, I don't know, it's just really free. Everyone was really freaking cool. There was a lot of different walks of life, a lot of different stories, and I got to meet new and interesting people.
They were all crazy, just like us.
Yeah, it was very comforting.
Well, Jim, did you learn anything from the other couples that perhaps helped you guys in your own relationship?
What I learned most is that it's not always what you say, but your presentation. And watching some of the other couples and watching how they interact, it became apparent that even though what they said made sense, the way they were presenting it kind of made it difficult to understand the meaning and translation. So for me, just watching others, I'm one of those kids who, if I watch Put Your Hand in the Fire, I don't need to.
Right.
I can see what it does. So that was good for me to say.
For me to watch the other couples, and this is something that we don't have a problem with in our relationship, but watching the other couples, I would say one of the biggest things I learned is, it would be the lack of apathy, like someone who doesn't act as if they care about the other person's feelings or doesn't address the other person's feelings, doesn't pay attention to the other person's feelings within the relationship, how much that really affects the relationship. You know, when you say, you know, I don't care what you feel, and I'm not going to even, you know, take the time to learn what you feel, that's very, very hurtful. It's sending a huge message to your partner, and it demeans them in a lot of ways. And I saw that several times within the couples,
right.
And I hated watching that.
So Jim, how do you feel this experience has changed the dynamic of your relationship with Amber?
The way it changed our relationship the most is we have a better understanding of where it's come from. So when Amber says something or does something, now I think, okay, I get where that's coming from, whereas years ago or even prior to this, it was more a situation where I considered what she was saying and not why she was saying it and where it comes from. So it's really amazing. When you start to understand the root cause of what's going on, it's much, much easier to diffuse the situation or remedy it. You know, sometimes when you're yelling, like, for example, she'll yell at me, come to bed, what are you doing? And first I'd be frustrated, like, you're not giving me my space. And then I realized it's that she loves me and wants me to be with her, and that's our quiet time together. So by understanding certain situations a little bit better, really, it takes your relationship to a nice level.
Jim and Amber, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thank you.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
This is Jesse Donald Knotts.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television. Capturing television history, one voice at a time.